This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online, and we are on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And special thanks go to our military men and women as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those people helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. A big special thank you to all of them. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working out there in the oil fields. Things got a little better yesterday, we'll explain. All around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can follow us anywhere you want just by typing in the Captain's America Third Watch on Google, and you would be surprised where we're at. All righty. Well, let's start everything right now with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge.
I'm ready.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great nation of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, today in the great state of Florida, we're going to have a big Reopen Florida rally, which is part of the Reopen America movement that's going on right now that's taking the country by storm. And we've been hearing a little bit about that, a little bit more every day. And we've been talking about it. I first talked about it on Monday when I told everybody about what Rain Allen Root is up to. But today it's in Orlando, Florida, Reopen Orlando, Reopen Florida, right there downtown in Orlando. And tomorrow, okay, Wayne out in Nevada is going to have a big rally that he's going to be the grand marshal of. He's going to be leading them in the lead vehicle, broadcasting his radio show, which is easy to do, from his vehicle as they go along from 3 to 6, his live show. That's Western time out there in Las Vegas. And he's going to broadcast his radio show as they drive around Las Vegas and they go to the state office building where the governor's headquarters is located, and drive around and around and around and around and around there at the governor's office. Now, here in Tampa, we've got a big deal going on Friday that just kind of popped up here over the past few days. It's called Reopen Florida Caravan, and it's a rally that's going to be going on around the local Fox television station down here. They're going to meet downtown at the West Shore Mall, and then they're going to go to drive down Kennedy and drive down to the Fox 13 news station and just drive around the block and drive around and drive around and drive around. And they'll be there for 3 hours from 3 to 6. So America is paying attention, and they want to go back to work.
They do want to go back to work, Captain, because they realize that it is not viable to simply shut down all businesses for all intents and purposes, shut down the economy, without having some real major damage. You know, that being said, I think people are wanting to be safe. They don't want to get COVID-19. They don't want their loved ones to get COVID-19. However, I think that they're looking for some kind of guidance, more so than they're getting from different public officials all over the place. They want to have some kind of game plan here, and simply being in limbo is not doing well. And we hear all kinds of things, Captain, about the psychological effects and all these different things that are going on, and these people are wanting to get some kind of answers. They're willing to participate, but they want to be included.
Well, I don't want to upset the whole audience, but I'm going to tell somebody. Colonel Jim and I were talking yesterday, and Colonel Jim posted some of our thoughts up here on Facebook, and I've got it up on my Facebook page right now, and I also just put it in the chat room. But the strategy from the Democrats is very simple. First of all, they want this vote by mail so bad they can taste it. Why? Because of the massive voter fraud it's going to create. Number one, we've already seen that in Georgia. We already saw it in South Florida in the last election. And they also want to use that to declare a massive voter fraud across the country, because that's what's going to happen. And that will declare the election null and void. And then from there, the election, Kyle, goes to the U.S. House, who will decide on the election. And who's running the House, I say?
Well, the Democrats are, yeah.
Sure, and the Democratic-led U.S. House will then pick our next president. You know how that's going to go. And I'll tell you what. The Democrats are also intentionally trying to ruin America's economy, thinking that that's the straw that's going to break President Trump and his supporters back. Well, that's not going to happen. Not on my watch, not on your watch, not on anybody that's a listener or supporter of the Captain's America Third Watch program. It is not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, and we're not going to let it happen.
Nope.
Because we're out there, Captain, and we're bringing information to
yep.
people.
And we're up to what they're doing. We're up to what they're trying to do. We really are. It's not a secret.
Well, exactly. And you know, Captain, I think so many people, Republicans and Democrats alike, I think they've watched the behavior of the Democrat elite, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, and others. They've watched where their priorities are, and they've seen them drag their feet with the stimulus and try to put pork into the bills.
And they're doing it to cause intentional harm to the people that they represent.
Right. They, in some ways, you'd think that the more chaos, the better for them. But I think they've got it completely backwards, Captain, and they may get a real awakening in November.
Well, the people need to understand, and hold on, Kyle, the people need to understand that this election coming up, the people that put you in the position you're in right now, I wonder where my $1,200 check is, I wonder where my business loan is, that's not us, that's not the left, that's not the Republicans, that's Nancy Pelosi and her cronies. Remember that, and take it to the bank.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's
all righty, 1-877-969-8600 is the number to call, and that's my guy on the telephone, Kyle Warren, doing the Atlanta for us, and we thank him very much for that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, and you know, I ran into somebody else, and there's not a day, really, that doesn't go by that I don't run into somebody that's not taking Relief Factor, and they come up and they thank me for it, because I ran into another person who's got a bad back, and he said he tried everything he could think of, short of the prescription medicine, and he didn't want to take that because of the same reasons that I quit taking it, and he said, I used to just take literally a handful of ibuprofen, and he knew that wasn't bad, well, good for him. So he got on the Relief Factor about 3 months ago because of this show, because of listening to me, and he says it's been working for him ever since, and he's never looked back, and he hasn't had a day of pain since. Well, that's what it's all about. And folks, if you're struggling, if you're in pain, nagging pain, whether it's arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain, muscle aches in general, then let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, I personally have been taking this for 4 years now. 4 years. And I got off some big-time stuff that made me dizzy, made me tired when I shouldn't be, and I said, that's it, kick the habit, and I started to take a bunch of Aleve, and that wasn't good for me because it started some internal bleeding, and the doctor said, well, you got to get off this and try something different, and I heard the commercial for Relief Factor, and boom, there I was. So they gave me a website. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and right there on that page, you will see a little video with Pete and Seth Talbot telling you all about Relief Factor. It's about 2.5 minutes long. They tell you what's in it. It's all organic, all natural, no narcotics of any kind. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and I'm telling you, you take it, and if it works, boom, you're set, period. You are set. And can you take a little bit more than what you're supposed to sometimes? Yeah, because it's all natural. Can you take a little bit less? Well, that's up to you and your pain threshold. If you want to get rid of it, you stick on the product. But it's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about hydroxychloroquine for a minute. There's a lot of discussion about that, and some people are saying it's good, and some people are saying, well, it's bad, and it could kill you, and there's no proof of this and that and the other stuff. Do you know what's really going on here, Kyle?
What's that?
The cost of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Hydroxychloroquine, the pill costs less than a dollar. The stuff they're trying to replace it with, this new wonder drug they've come out with, that pill costs $900.
Wow, that's huge.
And yeah, they're playing this game, and they're playing us for a bunch of stupid fools, thinking that, well, they don't know any better because we're going to tell them how good this is, and they're going to go for it. But the hydroxychloroquine, Kyle, has been used by the military for going on 3 to 4 months now, and it's working, and the soldiers in the military that have been treated with this thing have been getting over their symptoms in a matter of days, not weeks, days. And guess what? Most of them are not winding up in intensive care in the hospital.
Well, that in and of itself is a really great thing. You know, it disturbs me greatly, Captain, that, you know, simply what it evidently is going on as well is that simply because President Trump touted a possible treatment that showed promise early on,
yep,
that somehow that became this huge problem for so many in the media, and also on the Democrat side of the aisle as well. And I think a lot of people are wondering, well, why wouldn't people in the media who say they want people to be better, why wouldn't they say, okay, well, if that's true, let's try it. Let's at least give things a chance, because remember, there are people dying, there are people getting sick,
yep,
but yet that's, politics came right into it, right as soon as President Trump said.
But it was the big pharma money not wanting to let go of what was affordable for most everybody in the country, okay? And then they turn around and come in with this new wonder drug, and it's going to be the solution to solve all the end all, and they want, what, 100 times more for that,
exactly,
than they do the other? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but unfortunately,
and they think we're stupid.
Right. Well, of course they do.
Well, wait a minute. It's more than 100 times more. It's 900 times more.
Yes, $900
versus less than a dollar.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you know, we hear these kinds of horror stories, and this one's playing out,
yeah,
right before our very eyes.
And again, the investors follow the money trail. Follow the money trail, right?
Of course.
Some very large leading Democrats are behind this new drug. Investors. Very large leaning Democrats, both donors and politicians alike, because they get insider trading information. Don't believe me? Go read the story.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Now, Pennsylvania, and by the way, Georgia is scheduled to open up tomorrow to a limited degree, correct?
That's true.
And the president says, even though he doesn't agree with the governor of Georgia, he's going to let him go ahead and do whatever he needs to do, because after all, the governor's no more than he does, but he kind of recommended slowing down a little bit instead of opening up the restaurants and some of the other places where people could go with large groups. But the fact of the matter is, we do need to get our economy moving sooner rather than later, because, again, these rallies that are out there, you think these people are out there that are rallying for their health? They need their money. They need their jobs. They need to go back to work.
That's very true. And, again, whatever's reopened, of course, is, as you said, it's not just business as usual. They have some specific things that are going on. And, of course, the president did say that he disagreed with the idea, but that he wasn't going to stand in the way of the Georgia governor. But there's going to be different things happening around the country. The country is not monolithic. It's going to have to follow along with what's happening in the local regions there. But at the same time, you're right. People want to get back to work.
Right. Now, the other thing is Pennsylvania, let's see. We kind of have a series of things, the way that the country's going to open up here. I think Texas is next. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is going to reopen the state park. parks and some retail stores. Then you've got Pennsylvania. They have a color-coded plan to reopen by degrees starting next week. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum said that data didn't show that they needed to shut down their state at all. And that's true, because just like South Dakota, the governor there, North Dakota scattered out, and except for maybe Bismarck and Fargo, that's about it for the population of North Dakota. And South Dakota is pretty much Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Rapid City.
Well, exactly right, and that goes to exactly what I'm saying, and that is you have to customize the response in every region of the United States. Otherwise it does become a political hammer that is used by those who are evidently maybe didn't create the crisis but are happy to take advantage of it, let's say.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you gotten your stimulus check?
Sadly, no.
Do you know anybody that has?
I don't know of one person who has.
That's the other thing that's being held hostage here all of a sudden. And you got to stop and you got to think. And I heard a story yesterday, well, it was a story, it was a discussion, that who are the people that work down below, say, the Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of the IRS, or the IRS Commissioner, I guess they call them. There's a whole bunch of people that have been embedded there for a while, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And where did most of those people come from?
Well, probably from the previous administration.
Like Barack Obama?
Yeah, during that period, yeah.
Apparently, they're not doing anything any extra to try to expedite the payments on these stimulus checks and whatnot. That's beginning to become a problem, and I would like to see some people get fired over this, because we were told flat out, well, don't worry, it's coming around April the 15th, and this and the other. Yep, I don't know anybody, and I've been checking all around the country. I don't know anybody that's gotten a stimulus check that's either on Social Security, on some sort of disability, whether it's military, medical, or otherwise. I don't know anybody.
Well, exactly.
And so, I've been asking.
Well, and you know, maybe it's time for some oversight committees to start, you know.
Well, somebody is dragging their feet on this, and I was told Chris Markowski yesterday said, well, it's the banks. The banks have got to get the money out. It comes from the Treasury, and then it's up to the banks to give it out. Well, if the banks are playing their usual game where they sit on money so that they can make sure they get that first big interest bank payment to them, then shame on them. If we find that out, then there ought to be some banks you quit doing business with.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think we can safely say this is like wartime and the...
Of course.
This is the livelihood and the safety and security of the American people for sure. And if there are any politics being played or people dragging their feet for personal gain of any kind, they would, I think, have to face the music.
And some of us over in my neighborhood where I live, you know, it's a 55-plus community. We're helping out other people that are in there, you know, if a person needs something. And one person said to me, they said, well, they were sitting out there eating a couple of pieces of bread, and I, on their lanai, and I says, what's going on there? Well, it's all I got here till my next check comes in. And I says, well, what do you need? They told me, and I says, I'll be right back. I went and got their stuff for them, handed it to them, kept right on driving, said, have a nice day. All right, I'll be back. Which, Kyle, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, President Trump said he's tightening the borders to protect America.
In order to protect our great American workers, I've just signed an executive order temporarily suspending immigration into the United States. This will ensure that unemployed Americans of all backgrounds will be first in line for jobs as our economy reopens. Crucially, it will also preserve our health care resources for American patients. We have to take care of our patients. We have to take care of our great American workers. And that's what we're doing. So I've just signed it just before coming into the room. And very important, very important. And as to amending it or extending it, that we can do at the appropriate time. But it's now signed.
This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, this is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, that's my buddy out of Reno, Dave Costa, the Renegade Aviator, and he's got a nationally syndicated show on the weekends called The Renegade Aviator. It's on a lot of these stations that I'm on right now. And I'll tell you what, that's one thing that I'm missing, too, is the air shows, because he and I had planned on one of the air shows he was going to have. I was going to be there with him in the, I guess they call it a pit. I'm not sure what they call it when the aircraft races, but I was going to be right there. And that just didn't happen. So it is what it is. So let's bring Kyle Warren back in. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Before I get to the caller, I got to give him a couple messages out here. We heard from Sony in Wisconsin. No stimulus check there. We heard from Steve in Thailand. No stimulus check there. And I just heard from our buddy Sally over in Plano, Texas. No stimulus check there. And she's on Social Security, and she's been trying to get into the computer, the IRS computer that they've got, to see what's going on. Sally, I have tried that every day ever since I first heard about this, and I've not been able to get into it at all. At all. Okay, let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dominic from Sarasota. I guess I'm going to be number one.
What?
I got my check April 15th.
Well, you're lucky because nobody else I know has gotten it. Nobody.
And I'm on Social Security, but I also filed my taxes for 2019, March 15th.
So did I. And I haven't seen mine. So did I. And, and it's all based on your adjusted gross income, not your total income.
Well, I sent my check back.
You did?
Yep.
Well, why didn't you?
Okay. Because if a person can't, if two people can't live on $75,000, I don't see this $150,000. I mean, to me, it's actually idiot to give people that make $150,000, $1,200. They're living well over their means.
Well, when I get mine, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it to the Fire Department Benevolent Fund. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's
my wife gave hers to Sarasota, the All Faith Food Bank.
There you go.
$1,200.
That was a great thing. Well, thank you very much, Dominic.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Okay, so we just heard from somebody that got a check, Kyle.
Well, that's really extraordinary. That's the first I've ever heard of that.
Well, he said he did his tax return for 2019. I did, too.
Yeah, so evidently that might have been the key, but now in your case, that hasn't come in yet as well. We also just heard from Terry in the chat room saying no check yet as well.
All right, so now Terry's up in Nashville, Tennessee, and now we can, again, I'm getting this from people around the country, and I just don't know anybody who other than Dominic, who just called in, and thank God that he got lucky to do that. Now, I've got to tell everybody that here's what's happening now to the Social Security Fund and the Medicare Fund. It is rapidly getting depleted right now. Rapidly getting depleted. And it's sped up the financial, quote, dollar end, if you will, of Social Security. So now we've created another problem with all this. Thank you very much, Nancy Pelosi, to where they got to figure out a way to replenish Social Security. What do you do now, Kyle? Just print more money?
Well, that seems to somebody will suggest that, and that may be the only thing, because it's not an infinite supply, and one wonders how long it can go. But you're right. Then, if now we're going to see real problems with Social Security, well, goodness gracious, again, people are going to ask how.
Well, financially, we're going to have a problem with Social Security a lot sooner than what they said it was going to be, and they got to get going on this. They've got to definitely get going on this, and this has got to be we're all in or we're not in. I mean, because, again, you can see how this got started. I just explained to everybody at the beginning of the show, as much as I hated to have to do it, that this is a concerted effort that's been, first of all, when you hear James Clyburn standing up there endorsing Joe Biden in South Carolina, and his words are, well, this will give us an opportunity to complete the fundamental transformation of America. His words, not mine. His words.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I think you talked about the vision that they have.
Yeah.
Well, again, that's the idea of taking advantage of
okay.
the crisis.
Well, hang on. We got another caller here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name?
Hi,
where are you calling from? Hi there.
Hi, my name is Gloria, and I just called to let you know that I am retired, and I did get my check last Thursday, and my son and his wife got their check plus the extra $500 for one child. And let's see who else. Oh, my other grandson got his check. We all got it.
Did you file taxes in 2019?
I know I did not yet.
Well, consider yourself lucky, because the rest of the world that I'm talking to hasn't seen it, and I'm going out of my way to get into the different chat rooms I've got and the Facebook pages and all that stuff, and I can't get anybody to tell me they've gotten a check. Nobody. And we're talking thousands of people.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yep.
But anyway, I just thought I'd report that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now
thank you.
Now the other thing, Kyle, is I talked about the IRS computer.
Right.
People can't get into the IRS computer to put their information in there if they're concerned that it might not be there, or to track their checks. You can't get in there. The system hasn't worked for, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Well, precisely, and that also causes a lot of consternation, and there's a fear factor for that as well. Because, Captain, a lot of people who have been furloughed, laid off, they haven't been paid, let's say, and they were waiting for those checks to pay their rent.
All right, now Al is saying that he got his check last week. Al, does that mean you got a check or you got a direct deposit? I'd like to know. There is a difference. Did you get a check in the mail, Al, or did you get direct deposit? I'm pretty sure Al filed a tax return, too. I did, too. Now, what they do is, if they don't have your 2019 return, then after they're done going through those, then they go through the 2018 return. And if you don't have one of those, then they go through, if you're getting money through the system, either IRS or Social Security via the conventional method, you know, you get your check direct deposited.
Right.
As long as they got your banking information, they're going to get it.
Precisely. Yeah, it looks like Wally's chiming in, too. He says none here either for the stimulus check.
Well, see, that's the thing, okay? And I'm glad Al told me that, because, again, And let's see, I'm waiting for Al to answer us back here, but I guess he's not going to right away. Now, the United States is reassessing the World Health Order, known as WHO. You know, not the music group either, the WHO.
Right.
But the World Health Association to assess whether or not it's being run properly. Now, that may be the problem with why we're holding back our finances from them.
Yeah.
Because of this guy, and I don't even know his name, I don't want to even mention it, but he's not a doctor. He's a chemist of some sort, but he's not a doctor that's running the World Health Organization. And he was affiliated with a terrorist group in Ethiopia that was involved with ethnic cleansing and the murders of a lot of people. I mean, this guy is a bad guy.
Well, right, and he was involved, what has been said, he was involved with cover-ups having to do with some other breakouts, basically. But you're right. But, again, I think, it'll be interesting to see because the media will turn on this as a, no, Trump is just anti-World Health Organization. Well, I think most people should take a look at the World Health Organization in context of how they seem to be parroting back the communist Chinese party lines all about coronavirus and saying how China set a new standard in containment for the pandemic and et cetera, et cetera. And if we're giving these people upwards of $500 million, Captain, it's okay to ask this question. Is it being run properly, and should we continue to funnel money over there?
Who is Fredo?
Well, I think that's a term used to describe sometimes Chris Cuomo on CNN.
Well, did you hear about Chris Cuomo's son? He's now contracted coronavirus after his father was supposedly quarantined in the basement for, what, 2 weeks?
Right, and that's very sad to hear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, actually, it says 3 weeks there in the story. I didn't realize he was down there for 3 weeks, but he wasn't really down there for 3 weeks because he was spotted a couple times out and about.
See, that's very interesting. You know, one would think if that would have been just about anybody else, somebody would have called shenanigans on Christmas.
Yeah, and he got into an argument with some sort of bike rider. He was running down a bike path, and the bike rider came along, and he yelled at the bike rider for being on the bike path.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go over here for a second. I think this is, okay, let me see here. All right, is this Dan the Man?
It's Dan the Man.
All right, well, we're going to go to break, but make it real quick, and then I'll put you on hold.
Oh, okay. I just think this is another international boondoggle. We pay for it. The Chinese are running it. That's kind of the modern way of doing it. They run five of the of major commissions, organizations within the UN. This is crazy. If you're going to run anything World Health Organizational-wise, I think you'd want to put somebody from a first world nation, not a third world nation, on how we're going to...
Hold that thought. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold that thought. Okay, Dan the Man is going to stick around, I think, and we're going to get him right into the mix there after we do the Truckers Highway Bible Report. We've got some rough weather out there coming across the south again, pretty much following that I-20 corridor with some severe storms and possibly a tornado or two. Be right back.
You're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, it's time for our Truckers Highway Bible Report. We're going to have a little fun. Put on your television glasses and just picture this scene, because here comes the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw him been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Raging the curve, yeah, landing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will apply.
Alrighty, that's the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard, and Lou and Bo and Daisy May, I'll tell you what. And then Boss, was it Boss? What the heck was his name? Boss what?
Boss Hogg.
All right, Boss Hogg, and then Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane, right?
That's right, Roscoe.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. All right, well, I can play that forever and have a bunch of fun. And, of course, it was always fun watching those, the original series. And then they had the other one with, shoot, what was her name? It was the singer there. But anyway, they had a backup at her, a new revital after that that didn't last very long. Okay, well, threats today for severe thunderstorms and flash flooding will follow the track of a strong storm moving across the southern states late this week. And I'm telling you, we got tornado watches and warnings out there now. We're going to get to them in just a second. But these threats extend across the lower Mississippi Valley through the southeast through Thursday. Now, a few strong tornadoes are possible tonight and today across these areas, in addition to damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rain. Right now, Kyle, we've got parts of Louisiana, parts of Mississippi, pretty much following I-10 to I-20, right along that area, that have got tornado watches and warnings in them and severe thunderstorm warnings. You see it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, out in front of it, in Alabama, we've got rain, again, pretty much following I-20, with watches and warnings. That system is moving to the east, so you're going to see it. It's also going to come across the lower part of Alabama, what they call L.A., Mobile, and it looks like it's going to be up in a panhandle towards daylight, so be advised of that. This is a system that's there. There's rain from the Texas-Louisiana line, I-20, right straight across into Mississippi, and over into, over through, looks like there's a little bit of rain in Arkansas right now, too, in southeast Arkansas, right?
That's right, yeah.
And up there where Dan the Man is, we got some rain. Looks like it's headed in his direction. Got the possibility of some weather up in Tennessee tonight, as well as New England. And it is snowing. Hello, Denver. It is snowing around Denver and to the west of Denver, west of I-25, going up over the top of the rocks. And as you go up into Wyoming tonight, you're going to have snow as you drop into Wyoming from Colorado between Laramie and it looks like Cheyenne right in there, that area. You're getting snow tonight up there. Windy conditions in northwestern Wyoming, some wind in the southeastern part of Idaho, some rain in central Idaho, some rain along the Oregon and California line. You do have another system that has come into California, and you were basking in, what, 98-degree temperatures yesterday or something like that?
Well, we're forecast to have the next few days, we could be in the high 90s here in the Southern California area. And, in fact, Captain, across the Southwest, we're looking at some pretty dry and warm conditions, to say the least.
Yeah.
That's a red flag warning.
And, you know, that's good for one simple reason. We have found out down here, and this is another reason, and people don't emphasize this so much. The warmer the weather, the sooner it gets warmer, the sooner it kills off this virus.
Well, exactly right. And one would think that that's going to have a real beneficial effect because people, especially here in California, we don't see too much light at the end of the tunnel yet about people being out of their houses.
Yeah. Now, we do have some fog tonight west of Houston, almost into San Antonio, it looks like, and maybe around Austin. There's some fog over in that area. Certainly, if it's not in Austin yet, it looks like it might be soon. That's all subject to changing. And then the East Coast, you've got some rough surf along the East Coast from Georgia all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay, and that system is moving off into the ocean, so there you go. Now, we're going to bring, and by the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And let me tell you something, folks and drivers out there, you need a shower? They're open. You need to do your laundry? They're open. You need food? They're open. The shops that they have at the various Flying J's, they're open. The truck washes they have at the various Flying J's, they're open, okay? So, you need your truck service, you need something done, you need yourself a little rest, whatnot, Pilot Travel Centers Flying J Truck Stops, largest truck stop chain in the country, and they are open for business. All right, we're going to bring Dan the Man in the mix here, and Dan, I told you just to hang on there. Hey, what do you think about this this stimulus crap and what I'm telling you? You know, some people got the checks, but the majority of the people, and again, I still got people chiming in here in the chat room, no check.
Like I said, most people that I know have gotten it. The ones that seem like they've snagged are the ones that are on Social Security. I don't get it. I make too much money. So, you know, but two of my children are in their 20s. They go to college, but they work. They made pretty good money last year, but they don't qualify for it, which I think they kind of got shortchanged too, because some of the money they use, well, a lot of the money they use is to go to school. And you know, they pay for a lot of stuff themselves, and I think that they kind of got screwed over. I think they put the program together too fast, and like I said, the purpose of it was just basically to carpet bomb the country with dollars, and they seem to be pretty good at that. But the rest of this, I really can't understand, but you got to understand, like you said earlier in the program, these are ex-Obama officials.
That's right, and they're dragging their feet.
They were great.
Well,
put together the Obamacare website.
Let me give you a comparison from our listener, James, in Clearwater. He just came up with something, and Kyle, I'm going to get your opinion, too. He said, in deference to the people out there whose last name might also be Pelosi, who are embarrassed by Nancy Pelosi's antics, but have nothing to do with the current speaker, I suggest that from now on, we universally refer to the current Speaker of the House as Nancy Antoinette. The reason for that is in France, Madame, the people had no bread. Marie Antoinette let them eat cake. In the USA, Madame, the people have nothing to eat, and Nancy Antoinette is letting them starve while they eat, while she eats ice cream.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
Go ahead, Dan.
I've always said she's not the speaker. She's the prime minister.
Well, she wants to be the queen.
That she wants power.
Yep.
And she would love to take people's heads if she could physically do it.
Yep.
But the way I've never seen a House Speaker control the Senate like she does.
Yeah, and this is the second time we've been through this with her. Second time. You would think they would have learned the first time.
You would think. But half the country must like Democrats more. I think right now a lot of people they hate Trump more than they love the country, and that's kind of where we're at.
And they don't understand that had Donald Trump not done what he did the way he did it, we might have been talking about 1 million or 2 million people dying.
Yeah, I wish we would have shut down different. I think China has won round one.
Mm-hmm.
They're right now their economy's going up. It's going gangbang.
Okay.
I look at corporate America as the most treasonous, disloyal group.
Very quickly, I want to get you to chime in 30 seconds on the hydroxychloroquine thing. Those pills cost 93 cents. The new pill they came up with, whatever the hell it is, starts with an R. Don't want to even get into pronunciation. $900 a pill. Some Democrats and some of the investors, Democratic investors, have got money involved in that new pill. The old pill, meantime, is 93 cents a pill. What's going on there?
Same as it always has. They're in there. They're going to reap a profit. They're insider trading, whatever you want to call it, and they're going to benefit. They're going to make millions.
All right.
Individual members of Congress are going to make
millions. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Dan the Man, everybody. Lafayette, Indiana. Always a pleasure to have him on. He's a professor emeritus, and yes, he is a professor up there in Lafayette, Indiana. Now, Kyle, I got some really good stuff there out of that. I hope you did, too.
Absolutely.
Dan's always a wealth of information. So we'll keep going here. And again, you know, lucky folks if they got their check on the 15th and whatnot, because that's what we were told. But I think the other half of the country didn't. That's what I think happened. Because, again, I'm still getting comments from all over these different chat rooms and places that I run on Facebook. No check, no check, no check. And, I mean, there's nobody telling me they got one. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more to Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to get involved, top of the hour news.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.